Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Over 16,000 firefighters are continuing to battle more than two dozen major wildfires in California. Smoke along the entire West Coast has made the air unhealthy for millions of people. But as Paul Lancour from member station KQED reports, there's some relief in sight for San Francisco Bay Area residents.
Today is the 30th consecutive unhealthy air day in the Bay Area, over twice the previous record for consecutive unhealthy air alerts. However, increasing winds mean the smoke is diminishing, and officials expect to lift the advisory tomorrow. Over the past month, fires in California have killed 25 people, destroyed 4,200 structures, and set records for air pollution in several areas of the state. While some residents will get a breather, the uptick in winds, combined with continued dry conditions, have prompted an extreme fire danger warning for parts of Northern California, a reminder that fire season here is far from over. For NPR News, I'm Paul Lancour.
With Hurricane Sally slowing to a crawl off the Gulf Coast, officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to get out now. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says residents who can need to move out of areas near Mobile Bay along the state's coast. While Sally's weakened somewhat to a Category 1 storm with 80-mile-per-hour winds, Dan Brown, a hurricane specialist at the National Weather Service, says Sally's slow forward speed of just around 2 miles an hour means the storm will be picking up lots of water and generating potentially life-threatening surf.
We are expecting a storm surge as high as 4 to 7 feet, and then the rainfall amounts could be on the order of 10 to 20 inches with isolated amounts of 30 inches along the coast of the Florida Panhandle, southern Alabama and southeastern Mississippi.
Sally's forecast to make landfall late tonight or early tomorrow near the Mississippi-Alabama state line. The Justice Department has opened a criminal investigation into the book written by former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the probe appears to be examining whether the memoir contains classified information.
A federal grand jury in Washington has issued criminal subpoenas to John Bolton's literary agency and his publisher, Simon & Schuster. NPR confirmed the subpoenas, which were first reported by the New York Times. The investigation marks a big turn in the government's legal fight against Bolton. The Justice Department sued to block his book in June. A judge denied that request but said Bolton had gambled with national security and that he may have exposed himself to criminal liability. President Trump has tweeted that Bolton, quote, should be in jail for disseminating classified information. Authorities are trying to seize the profits from his book, The Room Where It Happened. Bolton's lawyers say the White House is retaliating for political reasons. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street. The Dow up 2 points. The Nasdaq rose 133. This is NPR. The University of Michigan is now suing to stop a strike by graduate student instructors after they voted to extend a walkout there. The lawsuit filed by the school seeking an injunction to halt the strike by the Graduate Employees Organization, which represents some 2,000 graduate student instructors and assistants. University contends the strike is illegal. Union members say the school is not doing enough to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Scientists who track the activity of the sun say it's officially moved into a new cycle. As NPR's Noel Greenfield Boyce reports, the so-called solar cycle 25 is predicted to be about as calm and quiet as the last one.
Giant flares and eruptions from the sun can cause space weather that interferes with everything from satellites to the electrical grid. The sun regularly goes through cycles of low and high activity. These cycles last about 11 years. Researchers with NASA and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now say a new cycle started last December. The current cycle is expected to reach its peak in around 5 years, but even then it should be about the same as the last one, which was the weakest in around a century. Even if it's a below-average solar cycle, however, the risk of extreme space weather doesn't go away completely. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Danish toymaker Lego is not abandoning its plastic building blocks, but the company is changing the packaging a bit. The company says rather than using plastic bags to store the blocks inside boxes, it is switching to paper. The change will take place over the next 5 years. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.